sing for you. I'd like to call all the Bluegrass Boys' names off now so you know what state they're from and what they're really playing. On the left-hand side here with the guitar from the state of Ohio is a fine singer. His name is Tom Ewart. Would you give him a hand, please? Now, this old gentleman with the bass fiddles, he's getting way up in years there, and he's from the state of West Virginia. And his name is Billy Rose. Give Billy a hand. Now, with the five-string banjo from the state of Tennessee, he's from Sparta, Tennessee, and up there they call him the Sparta Flash. His name is Blake Williams. Give him a hand. It's in the deal that he has really got to play that banjo tonight. All right, now over there with the fiddle from the state of Virginia, a man that's been in music a long, long time.
85 years.
Tater, Tate.
He's feeling good on this trip. He didn't have to drive, so he's been awake since World War II, this man right here. It's good to be back with you. It's been several years since we played here, and we're proud to be back with you. And our boss man's got some more celebrating to do this visit. Come the last Saturday in October this year, he'll be celebrating his 50th anniversary on the world-famous Grand Ole Opry. He's a member of the Country Music Hall of Fame in Nashville. He's been with MCA Records for 38 years, and this past February, they honored us with a Grammy Award for Best Bluegrass Performance on Southern Flavor, his latest album. Make welcome the father of American bluegrass music, Bill Monroe.
Thank you. That gentleman he was talking about has got a birthday coming up before long. All right, we're ready to move right along now, and we're going to call on Tom to get up to the microphone there where a few folks can hear it. And